Ladies and hypocrites, day 166, the Inner Winner Show. Andy, me, listeners, you, how are you? Today we are going to talk about whether or not it's a double standard to sleep with other girls while wanting a monogamous girlfriend yourself. But first, a word from my sponsor. The Bathmate, the motherfucking Bathmate. You guys knew this was coming. You want to fill girls up like your captain's thick dick, don't you? You want that porn star rod that you've been dreaming of. No homo. Grab yourself a Bathmate. It's the toy that I use before having sex to pump my dick up and make it a little thicker, a little juicier, and a whole lot stiffer than usual. No homo, of course. Fun fact, if I use it too much, I literally can't fit a condom on. This thing is fucking insane. I'll leave a link in the show notes below to my guide on using it yourself, as well as where you can buy it and all that good stuff. If you buy it through my link, you'll be supporting the show. I get a small commission, which is always much appreciated. And this is not sponsored, but let me tell you guys about the fucking beer that I've found. So a few of you will know that I've recently quit drinking, and I found these beers in the supermarket. Now, most supermarkets have this from what I've seen. Apparently, this is a thing in America as well, and some liquor stores will have it as well, but you can get it in the supermarket, of like no alcohol beer, and you can get no alcohol wine and champagne and shit that has like literally zero alcohol in it. And this beer tastes exactly the same. And because it's got no alcohol in it, it's incredibly low calorie as well. This beer is 40 calories per fucking can or bottle of beer. Fucking insane. It tastes amazing. It tastes pretty damn close to beer, although I will say it's slightly sweeter than beer, but it's pretty damn close. So that's some good shit. All right, enough talk about beer and dicks and no homo stuff. Even though I know you guys love some of that gay stuff. You do. Don't lie. I know you do. So I get asked this question from time to time. The question is there anything wrong with me wanting to sleep with a lot of girls, but preparing them to only want to sleep with me? I've talked about this idea of double standards in a few other articles and even a couple of podcasts. I'll leave links in the show notes to those. It is a topic with a lot of nuance to it. So I feel like I haven't quite addressed the topic, all aspects of it. So I'd like to have a third crack at it now. This will be the third time I've tackled this topic. The short answer is, as long as you're not forcing or manipulating girls into only sleeping with you, which would obviously be controlling, and we're trying to avoid that, then do whatever the hell you want. So if you want to sleep with multiple girls, but you only want to sleep with girls who will be monogamous to you, as in they'll only sleep with you, then screen for that. Start looking for that. Put those vibes out into the world. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. This is like what I'm going to set. I'm not going to settle for anything less than this, and make that happen. Make sure you are honest and upfront with every single girl. Tell them directly what you're looking for. I would suggest telling them as early as you possibly can. Preferably like, I mean, you don't have to say something like that on Tinder. You can if you want to. It depends on how hardcore serious you are about this, which is something that we're going to talk about in a second. Because sometimes when people ask this question, what they really mean is they're talking from a relationship point of view. So they're saying, I want an open relationship. I want to be able to sleep with multiple girls, but I want her to just want to sleep with me. In that case, you don't necessarily have to tell every girl that directly right off the bat, right? Like maybe that's a little too much too early if you're messaging them on Tinder with that. Maybe that's something that you start discussing with girls, you know, after the first time you slept with them, after a couple of times. If it's something that's an absolute deal breaker for you, which I don't think it is for a lot of guys, to be honest, I think this is a nuanced discussion. I think most guys want this, but only in the context of a relationship. So if that's the case, then I would save that conversation to maybe the first or the second time you've had sex with her, but do it whenever you want, basically. But any girls that think that that's hypocritical, cool. Things aren't going to work with them. Wish them all the best, and then go hunting for a girl who can give you that, yeah? And I want to make it clear, and this is something that I didn't make clear in the last two times that I covered this, is there are a ton of women out there who are cool with this, as in who are completely cool with you sleeping with a lot of women and they only want to sleep with you. There's a lot of girls who want that. There are a lot of girls who literally couldn't give a fuck how many girls you sleep with, as long as you're honest and upfront with everyone, of course. But they don't like the idea of sleeping with multiple guys themselves. So sometimes they will actively say to you, and my girlfriend Imogen is a great example of this, they'll actually say to you, I know you're seeing multiple girls, but I only want to sleep with you. My girlfriend Imogen came to me kind of early on. I think we'd been seeing each other for like 4 months or 5 months at that point. Maybe 6 months. It might have been about 6 months. So fairly early on, we were friends with benefits, pretty casual. I had said to her before, you know, sleep with whoever you want. I'm not going to control you. Like, it's your life. You know what I mean? You don't have to tell me about it. You can if you want to, whatever you want to do, right? She came to me after about 5 or 6 months and said, I know that you'll always sleep with a lot of girls, but I don't like the way it feels for me when I see more than one guy. So I'm going to see you if that's okay. And I was like, yeah, of course that's okay. Like, I don't mind what you do. And she isn't the only one. In fact, most girls that I sleep with prefer to just see one guy at a time. That seems to be the common thread. I've lost count of the number of girls who say, I don't mind if you see multiple people, but I'm just going to see you. Hell, even as I talk about this right now, one of the girls that we're seeing right now, she said to Imogen, I can't remember the exact conversation, but it was basically like she asked the question of how many girls are you guys seeing right now? Or like she assumed we're seeing multiple girls and she said like, are you guys seeing like how many girls are you seeing, right? And Imogen said like, oh, two or however many it was at the time. I think it was one other girl at the time. So she said you and one other, whatever it was. And this girl said like, okay, cool, but I only like to see one person at a time. So I'm going to see just you two. Yes, I'm aware that there's irony in saying one person at a time. So I'm going to see you two, but whatever, you get the point. So I'll add in the caveat that maybe this has a lot to do with the fact that I prefer very submissive and very feminine and kind of shy and less extroverted women. I don't really like extroverted party type girls who are probably the girls who would seek out or be more comfortable with non-monogamy, right? I like the submissive, shy women. They tend to not want to go and have multiple sexual partners, generally speaking. But the point that I'm making here is there are shitloads of women out there who would love to see only you while you date multiple women, as long as you're honest. And that even includes party girls. There's a ton of like extroverted party girls. I'm not saying every single party girl wants to date 50 fucking guys at the same time, because that's not the case. I will have to address the elephant in the room, though. And I think I kind of touched on this in the past, but I want to really tackle it here. The elephant in the room is you need to sit down and really ask yourself this question. Am I just doing all of this, as in only wanting to date girls who only see me? Am I doing this out of insecurity? So is you saying that you want girls who'll only sleep with you, is it because you're insecure that other guys will have a bigger dick than you? Or maybe you're insecure that other guys will take her away from you? Other guys might fuck her better than you? Other guys might have more money than you? Other guys might be buffer than you? Other guys might be leaner than you? Other guys might be stronger than you? Maybe other guys will be better in some way than you? And I had to ask myself this question early on when I was first starting to get laid. I had to say, am I just being insecure here? And I had to be really honest with myself and admit, yeah, I'm insecure. I'm terrified that other guys will be better than me and that she won't want me anymore. That was where this was coming from. That's why I wanted girls who would only sleep with me and nobody else. That is usually the elephant in the room. It's fucking painful to admit. It's really fucking hard to say, yeah, I'm a needy little faggot and I care that if she's going to see other girls or other guys. And I want you guys to be really honest with yourself. If you're sitting there saying, if you're one of the guys who says, I want a girl who will only sleep with me, or I want a few girls who will only sleep with me, but I'm going to sleep with multiple women, especially if we're talking in the context of casual sex, right? Maybe I should have said that a little earlier. If we're talking about casual sex and you care what your casual sexual partners do, I would have to put it to you that you're probably a little insecure. And that's completely okay. I was insecure as shit myself. That's the whole point of this. In that case, again, if we're talking about casual sexual partners and you don't want your casual sexual partners to go off and fuck other people, I would say that's something that you're probably best tackling and overcoming. I don't think it's going to be a very fulfilling sex life for you if you care what your casual sexual partners do. And we'll cover proper relationships in a second because that is a little different. But if you're talking about casual sexual relationships, I think it's going to be too much stress and anxiety if you're there sitting there going, okay, this girl that I've only slept with once or twice, I don't want her to fuck other people. It's almost like you don't have, this is a weird way of phrasing it, but it's almost like you don't have the right to want a casual sexual partner to only see you. Bad way of phrasing it, but I think you guys get what I mean. It's almost like it's too early for you to start saying like, hey, do you just want to sleep with me? Because like, that's kind of what I want. I'm looking for a girl that only wants to sleep with me. I mean, you can do that at that point if you want to, but maybe a better way of phrasing it is a lot of the time when I see that, it's because the guy is super insecure, not because he's like a super experienced, super confident guy who's had a lot of experience and he decides, yeah, I just want girls that will sleep with me. And he makes a rational, conscious, careful decision to go for that. And he's super calm about it. And he's not, you know, insecure and all that. That it's usually an insecurity thing. So if that is the case, if you can honestly tell yourself, yeah, I think that I am insecure about this. I think that I worry that she'll date someone better than me or bigger than me or hotter than me or bigger dick or whatever. Tackle that. Run towards your fear and conquer that. In my case, I beat it myself because I had all this. I had these insecurities myself. I beat it by working on my own self-improvement. I got myself to a point where I really liked myself. Having a lot of sex helped as well, because once I was at a point where I'd had sex with far more girls than the average guy, I wasn't really worried about girls running off with other guys and ditching me, because why would I? Like, there's a certain sense of like, I'm better, or I've like achieved more, or I'm maybe a better way of phrasing it is like, I like where I am. And the final step was humbling myself, dropping my ego and just being a bit more humble, admitting I probably wasn't the absolute number one human being on the planet, right? I'll put my hand up and say, I'm probably not the best guy on the entire planet. Might fucking surprise you to hear me say that, but yeah, I'm not, you guys thought you were listening to God. You thought you were listening to the coolest guy in the entire world. I'm not. I'm just a fucking decent dude, right? I probably don't have the biggest cock that a girl's ever had. I'm probably not the tallest guy that she's ever slept with. I'm definitely not the richest guy that most girls have slept with. Probably not the best. Does it matter? It sounds really cliche, but once I got to a point where I just liked myself, I didn't really give a fuck about other guys. I'm good enough, and that's all that really mattered. I know that's cliche as fuck, but it's true. I was able to, at that point, let go and tell girls, sleep with whomever you want. It's all good. And I'll read you out a quote from a story that I wrote about a girl I slept with a couple of years ago. So in this story, I'll just read directly. She ends up opening to me and she tells me very timidly, I'm actually going on a date with a guy after I see you today. We're not going to have sex, but I thought maybe I should tell you. I laugh, I tell her to have fun and just to let me know how it goes. So that was at a point where I was pretty comfortable with the idea that girls were fucking other guys. Like, and this was a girl that I was only seeing super casually, right? I think I'd only slept with this girl like 4 times at this point in time. And I was pretty comfortable with the idea that like girls are going to fuck other guys. And, you know, if they tell me about it, I'll be like, yeah, cool. Like, good. I want you to have fun. And at this point, I was significantly less judgmental of girls having sex in general as well. Because that's something else that I struggled with. I used to think that any girl who dated more than one guy at a time was a total fucking slut. Like, I was super judgmental. I used to be the most judgmental motherfucker that you... I thought anyone who wasn't a virgin was like a whore. Like, I had horrible fucking framing of female sexuality. I just thought if a woman has ever had sex, she's a fucking slut. I think I got that from the red pill. Okay, I definitely got that from the red pill. So... since I dropped that insecure, because it wasn't insecure, that was an insecurity. Since I dropped that insecure view of female sexuality, the idea that like a woman is a slut if she's had sex once, like as soon as I got rid of that, and that took time, that was a process that mostly came from seeing lots of women, dating lots of women, realizing that like, oh, a woman can have sex with like 5 guys and still be the sweetest, most feminine, most kind person in the entire world. Her having sex doesn't make her a bad person. As soon as I started to become more open-minded with that, I've been rewarded with like much more honesty, as I'm sure you can imagine. If you stop judging people, they become more honest with you. Duh. They trust you more. Duh. I think that's fucking obvious, right? And girls open up to me now, and in the last few years, they open up to me far more than they ever did when I was more judgmental. And not only does that result in more honesty, the sex is a million times better. I've talked a million times why sex is better if the chick trusts you. If she trusts you, if you trust her, sex is just a million times better. It's far more kinky. They feel like they can let go. They can open up to you. They can show you their fucking depraved fantasies. They can try sex toys with you knowing that you're not going to freak out. They can tell you some dirty fantasies. You guys can do some kinky shit. Like, that's a lot more fun when you're less judgmental. And again, if you're not that open-minded right now, if you find yourself having some judgments of women, if you do think like a woman is a slut if she's seeing more than one guy at a time, don't beat yourself up for that. Like I said, I was judgmental for years. It was a process of meeting more women, which is why I always say the solution to all of your problems is go talk to more girls. Go meet more women. You're going to find that there's a hell of a lot of sweethearts out there. And once I got to know more women, And just seeing that some of them were like the sweetest, most kindest people that you'll ever fucking meet, right? Just the act of having more sexual experience as well. That helped me. That will help you as well. Absolutely. I found myself empathizing with women far more, like, and judging them far less the more I saw them. I think everyone knows that, like, if you get some guy who's in like the fucking Ku Klux Klan, right? Some like really fucking racist guy. If you just get him to hang around like a group of like the sweetest, most kindest, like black family, right? Like just find some like really kind, great black family and make that Ku Klux Klan guy hang out with them for long enough. Eventually he'll just be like, fuck, like, okay, I'm still racist, but like some black people are nice. I don't want all black people to die, right? And if you get him to keep meeting more and more black people, eventually he'll be like, fuck, was my premise wrong? Like, when I thought that all black people were evil or whatever weird thought I had, was that wrong? Yeah. That's the same thing that happened with me with girls. The more I spent time with girls, I was like, man, these girls aren't all like whores. They're not all sluts. They're not all gold diggers. They're actually just like really nice, sweet, genuinely, you know, good people. So that's the answer for you too. If you find yourself being a little insecure about girls, you know, sleeping with more than one guy, if you find yourself feeling like, oh, she's a whore if she does that, just spend more time with women. That really does fix the problem. And try and be open-minded along the way, obviously. Don't keep hanging on to your closed-mindedness. But just the fact that you identify that it's something that you want to gradually work on, that's the first step in being more open-minded. And the final thing I'll say is getting laid more yourself improves things, right? It's really hard to care how much sex a girl is having when you're having more. And that's the number one thing here. That is the first thing I say to any guy who says like, you know, oh, that woman's a slut or whatever. I say, how much are you getting laid? And the answer is always, I'm not getting laid at all, right? Every single time the answer is I'm getting laid. Any guy that gets laid a lot, or even a reasonable amount, he doesn't see women as sluts. Like you just can't. After a certain amount of time, after a certain amount of women that you've been with, you just can't see them as sluts anymore. Because why would you? You're like, I'm a slut. Like I've had more sex than them. Shit. I'm the slut. Okay, maybe being a slut isn't that bad a thing, right? I'll round it up by saying, I mean, I guess we should talk about like the girlfriend stuff, shouldn't we? Because I haven't really covered that. So wait, before I dive into that, what I will say is at the end of the day, this is your life. If you absolutely don't ever want to be okay with girls banging other guys and you just only want to even have casual sex with girls who are only having casual sex with you, fine, right? It's your life. I'm not here to tell you what's right or wrong. Just make sure in that case you don't control them, because that is wrong. That is where I draw the line. The one thing I will always say is don't violate the non-aggression principle. If you don't know what that means, it means don't fucking control other people, right? Don't tell other people what to do. Don't force other people what to do. So don't control women. Don't tell them what to do. Just screen really hard for girls who will only sleep with one guy at a time. If you decide that's absolutely what you want to do, and you've just listened to my whole big speech about insecurity, and you've decided, yeah, I don't care about that, Andy. I'm happy to be insecure. Like, screw you. Fine. Just don't fucking control the women. Please, for fuck's sakes. Okay? Just be honest up front. And yeah, screen for what you want. Find girls who only want to sleep with one guy. And then, yeah, you can have what you want. I still would recommend you overcome your insecurities. I don't think that it's going to be in your best interest to hang on to that insecure, anxious part of you, because it will be anxious. It will be anxiety inducing if you have to constantly worry about like, God, is she sleeping with other guys? Is she just seeing me? That's anxiety. It's easier to overcome that and get to a point where you're like, yeah, whatever. If girls want to fuck other guys, they can. I don't care. I'm having enough sex. And again, that's usually the answer. You're usually only insecure because you're not having enough sex. If you're seeing 5 girls right now, you won't really give a fuck how many other guys they're seeing, right? I'll also make it clear that there is a distinction between really casual sex, which is kind of what we've been talking about up until this point, versus like a girlfriend. So one of my requirements is that if a girl is going to be my girlfriend, I'm only going to make a girl my girlfriend if she's only seeing me. That's like my hard boundary for a relationship. Now, with a casual sex partner, again, I don't think that matters. If she wants to fuck as many guys as she wants, go for it. Cool. I'll just wear condoms, right? But when it comes to a girlfriend, I would never make a girl my girlfriend if she wants to go and see other people. I'd still keep seeing her. I'd just make sure it's always going to be casual. I'd be like, yeah, we'll just be like friends with benefits for a couple of years or whatever. Like, I got no problem with that. You know, that's cool. That's groovy. Like, do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I would also make it very clear early on, and I did with Imogen, I've done with every girl that I've ever made my girlfriend, don't do it again in a controlling way. Like, don't say, you have to be kind of careful with how you say it, because you don't want it to come across like, oh, sure, I can be your boyfriend. We can be in a relationship, but you can't have sex with other people. Don't frame it like that. The way that I like to get around that problem is by talking in the third person. Like, don't say directly to her. Don't say, if you want to be my girlfriend. The way you phrase it is, I only make a girl my girlfriend, you know, if she's only seeing me. So you say it in a third person, like you're not talking about her. And then make it clear, I don't want to control you. I don't want to tell you what to do. If you want to see other people, that's fucking awesome. We'll keep seeing each other. I like you. I really like you. We're going to keep seeing each other for a while anyway. So this isn't like, you know, hinging upon whether or not you agree to this or not. You can do whatever you want. If you want to fuck other guys, go for it. If you just want to fuck me, groovy. Then maybe, you know, later on we'll see how things develop. And I like to usually have that conversation kind of early on, just so like girls know where it's at. Whenever it comes up in conversation, like, I know I said earlier that you can say this shit like on the first date or whatever, or early on if you want to. I'm kind of in two minds about that, because I personally don't bring it up right away. I bring it up if a girl ever asks me, but usually it'll come up after a couple of months, right? Like after a couple of months, it will just naturally come up in conversation. I might just casually say it one day, randomly out of the blue, you know. I tend to only date girls that just have sex with me. Look, or I tend to only be really serious with girls that just have sex with me. And otherwise, I just keep it casual. That'll just come up in a conversation and a girl be like, okay, cool. Like, you know, cool. And this is kind of what happened with my girlfriend, Imogen, and I. Like I said, she came to me at some point and said, I only want to sleep with you. Is that cool? And then we kind of had a conversation at that point in time where I sort of said like, yeah, like that's fine. I can't remember exactly what I said, but I would have said something like, yeah, I only make a girl my ultra super serious girlfriend if she's only seeing me. That's kind of just what I like. If not, like, I'm happy to, if you want to keep seeing other guys, I'm happy to keep seeing you. I can see you for fucking years if you want to. I'm not going to cut you off or something, but I don't get super attached and invest resources and time and energy and make a girl my actual girlfriend if she's seeing other guys. I just personally don't like to do that. I'm happy to see girls casually as hell while they do whatever the hell they want. But if I'm going to invest time and resources and make a girl my actual girlfriend, I personally only do that if I'm super serious about the girl. If I'm like planning on building something big. And a big requirement of that for me is that she's like super attached to me. And so that's kind of what I put across to her at that point in time. She was like, yeah, like that works. And then I think it was like 6 months later, maybe, that we got to a point where it was like, okay, like, let's be girlfriend, boyfriend now. Like, we'll be super serious at this point. We are actually girlfriend or boyfriend. So I'll also add, if at any point she decided that she wanted to start banging other guys, which I don't, it's not going to happen at this fucking point in time, right? Like, we've been together for 3 fucking years. She's just not, but let's hypothetically, right? I would end things with her on a very amicable term, right? I'd say like, you know, all the best. Thank you for all the time we spent together and all that. And I'd cut things off. So if you're, because sometimes you can go backwards a little bit if you wanted to. Like if you were dating a girl and then she said, this is another hypothetical. Let's say you're dating a girl. She's only sleeping with you. And then she comes to you one day and she says, hey, I'm thinking about seeing other guys. You can sort of see how you feel. And maybe you want to go like, yeah, sure. I'm happy to keep seeing you. But let's kind of just be like ultra casual again. Like, you know. I don't want you to be my girlfriend. Like, I don't want you to fucking live with me or something if you're going to be fucking other guys. Maybe we keep it a bit more casual. That's kind of what I'm getting at here. You need to kind of like look at what your boundaries are, what you're personally comfortable with, what you like, and then go with that. Again, bearing in mind the caveat of what I said before, which is like, make sure you're not doing it out of insecurity, because that's the worst reason to ever do anything, because that causes like, you know, anxiety, tension. It doesn't feel fucking good for you, right? So make sure you remove the insecurity. Really ask yourself why you're doing it. Get rid of that insecurity by doing things like improving yourself, getting laid more, getting experience, getting to a point where you really like yourself. And then you can kind of say like, what are my healthy boundaries, right? Like, what do I want for a girl that I'm in a casual relationship with? Am I happy with them banging other guys? And most of the time it'd be like, yeah, if you're in a healthy, happy point of your life, you'll be like, yeah, I don't care what they do. Like, we're just having casual sex. Why would I care what they do? You know what I mean? And maybe you say, if it's a girlfriend, I do only want her to bang me, right? Otherwise, I just won't make her my girlfriend. That's fair enough. Like, that's perfectly healthy, especially if it's a girl that you're living with. Like, I'm living with Imogen right now, right? I'm not comfortable with her fucking other guys, right? So figure out what your boundaries are, what you want. And maybe you're a guy that doesn't care if she fucks other guys, even if you're in a relationship. Maybe you're completely happy with like a full 100% open relationship. You're literally okay with like dating a girl that's off banging other guys. You're like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Like, that's cool. We make it work, right? Polyamory or whatever they call it, non-monogamy, whatever you want to call it, open relationship. Yeah, you might be cool with that. So figure out what your boundaries are. There is no correct answer. I always crack the fuck up when people tell you like, oh, this is the correct answer, especially like people on the red pill, they tend to do this. People everywhere tend to do it where they're like, oh, if your girlfriend's fucking other guys, you're a cuck. And it's like, did you just read that word yesterday and now you're like going, are you like a child who just read a new word and you're going around spamming it at people? Like, you're a simp. It's like, can you just not repeat words that you randomly heard somewhere without actually understanding the meaning of them? I always crack up when someone says, you know, this is the correct way of doing things, or this is the correct way of doing relationships. It's like, what would you know, you fucking freak? You're sitting on the internet like harassing someone else for their choices in life. I don't think you are the, you know, epitome. I don't think you are the arbiter of what is correct. So do whatever you want. If you want a girlfriend that only fucks you, then go for that. Just tell the girls, like, just don't get into a relationship with a girl who's fucking other girls. That's the best way of doing it, right? Just keep her casual. And then when you find a girl who only fucks you, yeah. And if you really like her, fine, make her your girlfriend. That's what I personally did. That's what I do. Maybe you want to fuck girls that fuck other guys. Awesome, great, easy, done. Maybe the third option is what I said before, which is like maybe you decide that you... No, I'll leave that one out. I think those are the two main options. Again, if you feel yourself wanting to only casually date girls that only see you, like you say, I don't even want to have casual sex with a girl if she's fucking other guys, I think that you're going to be full of tension and insecurity and anxiety with that. Like, if you absolutely must have that, fine. Again, it's your life. But I really would urge you to go back to the start of this podcast, listen again, ask yourself those questions. Am I just being insecure? And then start working through that. Yeah. Because I don't want you sitting there feeling insecure, feeling tension, feeling anxiety, and going like, oh my God, you know, I hope she's not fucking someone tonight. Like, oh my God, you know, she's only a casual fuck buddy. So I can't exactly ask her, like, you know, who are you sleeping with? I mean, you can ask that. You probably should ask that if you're that worried about it. But like, you know that you're not in a position where you can start saying like, oh, hey, like, you know, would you like to only sleep with me? Because you've only slept with her once or twice. You're full of this anxiety and tension. That's something to work on yourself. That's not an issue with her. I'd usually say that's an issue with you and something that you can work on. Again, just by getting more experience. That's usually the thing that fixes that. The final thing I want to cover here is the question that people ask, and I've covered this on the last podcast, but I really want to tackle it like hardcore here and go all in and really like have a bit of a mini rant here. The question of, isn't it hypocritical or a double standard for you to go fuck other girls, but then she only has sex with you? Again, we're talking specifically about a girlfriend, you know, if it's casual fuck buddy, I think that you probably shouldn't be looking for a casual fuck buddy to only fuck you. I mean, you can if you want to, whatever, it's your life. So that topic of, isn't it hypocritical or a double standard? Here's what I'll say to that. If you only want to date girls who'll sleep with you and only you, then go for it. If you only want to date girls who'll sleep with you while you still fuck other girls, then go for it. Just be incredibly open and honest about it, and you're going to find some girls who are cool with it, yeah? It's not hypocritical. It's not a double standard. Anyone who says that to you is a mental fucking midget. You and this girl don't have to have the same preferences. That makes literally no sense. She might be fine with dating a guy who sees other girls. You might want to date girls who sleep with only you. Cool. You are both two different people. You both have different preferences. Again, only a mental midget would think that every relationship can be and should be 100% equal, and you should both want exactly the same thing. Because really, how equal can you possibly make a relationship? If you're older than her, well, that's not equal, especially if you're much older than her, like I am with Imogen. I'm fucking 12 years older than Imogen. Is that equal? Fuck no. If she does all the cooking, that's not equal. What if you buy her drinks, or you pay for dinner, or you pay for lunch every now and then? That's not fucking equal. What if you're her rock every time she breaks down? I'm certainly the fucking rock in my relationship with Imogen. What if you pick her up every single time she's sad about something? That's not equal. How's that fair? That's not equal. It's incredibly naive to think that any relationship can ever be truly equal. There are too many variables. People have too many different strengths and weaknesses and preferences. You can't expect there to always be a fucking balance. Most relationships have a power dynamic where one person has slightly more power than the other. That's just the way that it goes. And sometimes one person will have more power in one situation and the other might have more power in the other. It's this naive, fucking feminist, retarded idea that everything should be equal. As long as both people in a relationship are adding to each other's lives and making each other better people, everything is fucking beautiful. That is the only metric that should matter. Are you both happy? And are both of your lives being improved by being in the relationship? If you're both better off by being together, then congratulations. That's all that you, that's the best you can, that's magical. That's fucking perfect. You don't need shit to be equal. What is this retarded fucking notion that everything should be equal? It's never going to be equal. This idea of double standards, double standard is a cute little word that people say because they don't know how to screen for what they want, right? The only people who would complain about double standards are women who can't get what they want. A woman would only complain about like, oh, that's a double standard if she can't go and find whatever it is she's looking for. And it's usually spouted by bitter, hateful people who haven't gotten what they want in a relationship. So then they take to the internet and say, you're a hypocrite for wanting to sleep with lots of girls. You know, you're a fuckboy. The only people who complain about that shit are people who've been burned themselves. And why do you get burned? Because you don't know how to screen for what you want, or because you're a fat mess and you can't get what you want because you're bitter, you're old, you're shitty, you're angry. You're just a horrible human being. And you've been cast aside by droves and droves of men who only stick their dick in you and never call you back because you're not a catch. You're just a fucking complete mess. Why would they want to call you back? Why would they want to boyfriend you or girlfriend you, I should say? And then you take to the internet and go, you're all fuckboys. You're all hypocrites. Double standards, blah, blah, blah. It's like, if you were happy, would you be on the internet complaining that something's hypocritical? If you were happy, would you be yelling at other people for the choices that they choose to make, which has no bearing on your life whatsoever? The only people who complain about that stuff are bitter, unhappy, jaded people. So if you ever hear anyone say to you, it's hypocritical that you want to sleep with lots of girls and they only sleep with you, the first thing you say is, shut the fuck up. You're obviously unhappy with your life. Or you just turn away from them. You say, like, that person's unhappy. Why would I want to listen to them? Why do I want them in taking up my brain space that I have very limited amount of and a limited time on this earth? Why would I waste it on some idiot who's going to tell me that I have a double standard or that I'm a hypocrite? Go live your own life. Stay in your lane. Shut the fuck up, Karen, and leave me the fuck alone. That's the correct answer. Rant over, sermon over. Everybody clap your hands. Good job. So I will end it by saying this was a very, like, I feel like this was a very back and forth podcast. And I think some of you would have recognized that. Like, I'm in kind of two minds. I don't think I've, like, perfectly, I might do another podcast on this in another 6 months or something when I've clarified my thoughts a little better. I don't feel like I've fully put all the pieces of the puzzle together with this question, especially because I'm in two minds. There's a part of me that says, if you only want to sleep with girls, even casually, if you only casually want to sleep with girls who'll sleep with just you, then screen for that. Go make it happen. Go for it, right? But then I also have to be very careful and say, just please make sure that you're not doing that out of insecurity. So, I mean, maybe those two ideas can amalgamate and fit together. I just want to make it crystal clear to you guys that the first step is asking yourself, am I insecure? Am I doing this out of insecurity and anxiety and feeling like I'm not good enough and feeling like I have to kind of lock her down, even if she's a casual fuck buddy? I have to make sure she just sleeps with me. Otherwise, she'll go sleep with lots of other people and leave me. If you're doing it for that reason, definitely don't do it, right? Work on your own securities. Work on your insecurities. I want you to get to a point where you're comfortable with you. After all that, if you decide, no, even casually, I do only want to stick my penis in a girl that's only taking my dick. If you decide that and you say it very rationally, very calmly, you know that you're not doing it out of insecurity, you've worked on your own insecurities, you're pretty happy with yourself. If you can genuinely look in the mirror and say, no, this is like genuinely what I want and I'm not doing it out of fear, I really do want this, and you have logical reasons for wanting to do it, and you can be honest with yourself, then sure, screen for that, make that happen. You can definitely do that. Like I said at the start of the podcast, there's a lot of girls who are okay with that. There really are a lot of girls who will only sleep with just you while you sleep with lots of girls. I've met tons of girls like that, right? Especially because I like those kind of shy, less sexually promiscuous girls. I feel like I'm pretty comfortable with how I finished that. I'm pretty comfortable with that as the final answer. So I think I'll leave it there. Work on your insecurities first. Make sure you are not doing this out of insecurity. Most of the time, once you work through your insecurities, you'll get to the point where I'm at and where most guys are at, where it's like, yeah, if it's casual, I don't care how many guys she sleeps with. If it's a girlfriend, I want her to just sleep with me. That's usually the end point that most guys end up with. Some guys end up with, and I don't care if she has sex while I'm in a relationship with her. She can do whatever she wants. That's like a full open relationship. If you do all that and you still get to a point where you're like, nah, I just genuinely only want to stick my dick in girls who only, you know, sleep with me, and I'm not doing it out of insecurities, then fine, go for that. Make that happen. You know, I'm all for you doing what you want. Just make sure you definitely work on the insecurity thing first, above all else.